Make it bigger, make it better. I'm waiting for you. Are you clapping or celebrating? Amen.
Go ahead and celebrate him. Go ahead, lift your hands to him. Appreciate him for the testimonies. You know, it's very easy to ask for another thing. What about what he has done before? Go ahead and thank him for your health, for your wealth. I'm sure somebody wasn't here last year. Thank him. The things you went through, the enemy thought it's over, but God showed up. Thank him. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm waiting for you, Koza. I'm waiting for you. Have you turned that Thanksgiving into tongues? Begin to rattle in tongues. I'm beginning to paint pictures. How good it's been to us. Oh, thank you. Emmanuel. God is with thee. He shall reign.
He shall reign. He shall reign.
Hallelujah.
He shall reign forevermore.
Emmanuel. God is within us.
God is.
Karabaka Santa de Baba. Hallelujah.
He shall reign forever.
Tell him you shall reign. You shall reign.
You shall reign.
Minister to him.
You shall reign.
Hallelujah.
You shall reign forever.
Tell him. Lord, glorify yourself. Say the things we need to hear. Don't let us just hear things like we're being taught in the lecture room. Let us hear for impartation. Let both the speaker and the hearer be catapulted to where they belong. Let the enemy be terrified. Let the believers be edified. And let Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Come on, if you believe in Koza, celebrate Jesus. Go ahead and celebrate him. Hallelujah. Amen. What shall we say about Brenda? That was something else. That was something else. That was something else. What shall we say about Mr. Eddie? That was something else. God bless you. God bless you. Let me teach you something. Honor is the protocol in God's presence. Anywhere you go, anywhere. Once you can hold the microphone in that person's church, honor the pastor. Okay? There are two people you must believe in. You don't go wrong doing that. Go and study Philippians 4, verse 15. This is a sweet aroma, pleasing to the Lord. Well pleasing. If you read down, it's well pleasing that the pastor has enough gifts sent by you to Epaphroditus. So if you love the church, you must love the pastor. Don't love the vision and don't love the visionary. Okay? Honor is the protocol. There are two people you must believe in, God and the prophet. By a prophet, you brought them out. And I pray that this is the least you will ever be this year. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand if you believe it. Now it's not professional to bow to. Yeah. Profession is different from kingdom. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Are you alive this evening? Let's celebrate Jesus if you believe it. You know what God has done for you today? He has placed you beside a legend, a living legend. You are just sitting beside him. Would you please celebrate and welcome Pastor Kingsley Ike. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for identifying with us. Wamilele, wabaraka. You are my maker. You are my. Why are you sounding like you don't know the song? Aha. You're my pastor.
You are my pastor.
My my Lord and my friend.
My Lord and friend.
And I worship you for life.
And I worship you
for life.
For life.
Oh, and I worship you. That is not a written song that they're giving. When I heard it in Ilorin in those days, when you came to, I said, wait a minute. This song was not written for somebody. It's for the body. And that's why I don't cease singing that song. Let's celebrate Pastor Kingsley. Please. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. What are we going to say about a legend like Pastor KK? He just sat down. He said he liked what I was putting on. I said, I called my son. I said, for a buffer to say, let's celebrate him. And I salute all the men of God in the house. Celebrate yourself. Come on, come on, come on. Woo! 7:24. I know you're standing. Let's read Daniel 11:32. Daniel 11:32. So I can't finish this message, so I will divide it into two. I'll preach a part today. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll preach another part as God leads. Those who do wickedly against the covenant shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know the first thing we will notice about them is that they will be strong. And they will carry out, not exploit, great exploits. Amen. Read 23 people. I'm not joking. The joke of a prophet is a prophecy. We are in 2023. 23 is significant. Count them. Tell them something is happening to you now. You'll discover later. Something is happening to you now. You'll discover later. Thank you for doing it. Make sure that 23. Come on, say something is happening to you now. You'll discover later. Take your time. Obedience is good. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. Hallelujah. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, I wish it could kill them. I wish it would take them out of the earth or make them fail. You know what it will do to them? It will corrupt them with flattery. You think you are making it. Jesus told the church, he said, you think you have money. In the book of Revelation, he said, you are broke. You are nothing. Tomorrow morning, I will show you how you can do wickedly to the covenant. The Bible says it will corrupt Revelation 3:17. Because you say, I'm rich and I've become wealthy and I have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched. So you can be flattered in life. I'm miserable. I'm poor. I'm blind. I'm naked. Jesus said it, not a prophet who didn't eat that money. Jesus. He came from heaven and said to the church. So you can think one way and actually be something else in the spirit. That will not be your story.
Amen.
That amen is not correct.
Amen.
But those who know their God, what you know about them, that they will be strong. They'll be strong in finance. They'll be strong in prayer. They'll be strong to pull down the presence. They'll be strong. You will see their strength. Solid. Those who know. Those means not everybody. I wish I had time. And they will carry out great exploits. When you don't do exploits, you'll be exploited. I pray in the name of Jesus, in 2023, you shall do exploits. You will do the unusual. In the name of Jesus. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. So my great exploit is not based on who I know, or the city I reside in, or people I connect with. It is my connection with God. That's, except you don't believe the Bible. Those who know, ginosko, is not, in fact, the word know is the word, and Adam knew Eve. Is an intimate relationship used even for the relationship between husband and wife. Those who rub minds with God, who fellowship with God, what you will know about them is not, please help my child. It's just by faith I'm living. No. What you will see, Paul says to the King, eternal, immortal, the invisible, the only wise God. How can you be stupid? You'll be making foolish decisions and you are close to the only wise God. What are you telling me? Those who know their God will be strong and they will carry out great exploits. At the end of Peter's life, when he was about to die, in fact, the last thing he wrote was about this. In 2 Peter 3:17, he said, you therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. So there's the error of the wicked. I wish I could read many versions to you. In verse 18, it says, but grow in grace. You see, when they show Jesus Christ, there's a halo on his head. They believe that no man can do what thou doest except God be with him. It's not as if when he was alive, there was a halo. Let's just put something, because there was something on his head. You can grow in it. The Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. The Bible says we are standing, I quoted Ephesians 2:6. In Romans 5:2, the Bible says you are standing in grace through faith. Romans 5:2. You are standing in grace through faith. So, but 1 Peter 3:18 says you can grow in it. It can increase. In other words, people saw you 2 years ago. You have moved. This is not internet, shouting on internet. This is not, say, by the grace of God, I know what God told me. If God told you something, we will see it. You don't need to say it. It's too short. Bishop Oyedepo said something that I love so much. He said, God can't continue to support us if he doesn't believe in us. Amen. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. What? So what makes me to grow in life? You know, there are different graces. God is able to make all grace abound. All. Said, abound in this grace also. As you grow in faith, in your love for the saints, those are graces Paul was mentioning. He says, God is able to make all grace. He says, but grow in grace. How do you grow in grace? Through the knowledge. Those who know their God shall be strong and they will do great exploit. When Jesus was concluding his ministry, he said the same thing. May I quickly say that the difference between you and the Christian you are sitting here is what you know about God. It's what you know. That's why you see me sing, I know that I know that I know that I know I'm in your presence. It's not because I'm saying I'm in a church. I know. You can't talk me out of it. You came too late. You know, the bumblebee flew until the law of aerodynamics came to being that if your body is bigger than your wings, you can't fly. But the bumblebee said, I'm flying already. There are things people will tell you, you're already doing it. So they came too late. Those who know their God. So my growth in life is linked with knowing God. Many Christians don't know. And that's why, if you want to reign with Christ Jesus, you want to sit. When he died, you died. When he rose, you rose. When he ascended, you ascended. When he sat, you sat. If you want to sit in reality, you don't want to be a theoretical victor. You have to know Jesus Christ. Some people think, some people have patent to God. If they don't like you, God can't like you. It's a lie. It's a lie. They just made you to believe that. In John 17 verse 3, Jesus said, this is eternal life. Not T-H-E-S-E. T-H-I-S. This. They're not two. This is eternal life. That they may know you. That's eternal life. That is, I know Zoe. Eternal life does not mean you live forever. After all, as a human being, you live in hell forever or you live in heaven forever. The God's quality kind of a life without stealing, a life without killing, a life without destruction. This is eternal life, that they may know you. The only true God, Jesus, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is eternal life. So, if your ministry is based on miracles, or the church you attend, they don't teach you God's word. Said one thing is needed, and I can't take it from her. That's what Mary has chosen, to know me. Where was Lazarus at the cross? Someone who was dead for 4 days, and Jesus raised him to life. Jesus went to the house of Simon the leper, and went to Lazarus wasn't speaking. Bible says they heard Jesus, and they had Lazarus also. He wasn't talking, but his life was talking. Where was he when Jesus Christ was dying? Where was Martha? Miracles is good. We have some here. But it doesn't change people. It is what you know. That's why when you know somebody that operates in the gift of healing and can teach the word, man, fear that person. Those who know their God, they will be strong and they will do great. They will carry out. Pray for you in 2023. What people said were not possible, you will walk through it. Yeah. Where men faint, you will walk. Yeah. Where men people run, you will fly. Yeah. Where people fly, you will soar. Yeah. If I'm talking about you, shout amen, somebody. Yeah. Jesus said, this is eternal life. He was about to leave. If you had 1 hour, if the doctor told you you had 1 hour, to just talk to your family and you depart for life from this place, you're not going to lie to them. You will tell them what is necessary. This is necessary. Don't just be a Christian. Be fasting. See, in heaven, they don't lack food. God made quails to appear. People had to eat to take a step. They had to eat to take a step. Hunger strike is not fasting. He said, is this fasting not what I've chosen to undo? The bodies of the devil. You must know God. These are the times you have to read your Bible. You have to listen to the word. What time is not toilet time? It's not yawning time. It's not that if you're not holding somebody that may grab you in church. It's not time to say, I'm coming, I want to go out. No. It's time to listen. It's time to have a note. Because this is eternal life. That you may know God. I pray that by the end of these 12 days, you know God. Amen. Jeremiah 9:23. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise glory in his wisdom. You can imagine if you came here today, an inventor walked in. Say, let's celebrate him. He invented Prince Nyan. All of us would have looked horrible today, if not for this man. Let's celebrate. He said, let the man not glory in his wisdom. What he invented, or his wisdom. Maybe you're a professor. Maybe you had first class in school. And you talk slowly. You don't even remember to comb your hair. I will go next week. You want to behave like the Archimedes of your generation. Like the Socrates of your generation. Because you think you're smart. He said, don't glory in wisdom. Let not the mighty man. Maybe you have power. You have influence. Maybe the president talks to you. Somebody told me, the president said I should greet you. I said, he knows me. Whether I say the truth or he's lying, I don't know till today. But I know that he has an ear. He has the ears of the president. Talks to him on a daily basis. There was a day somebody came here. He was going to resume an office. When he hit the street, people on the street, they said to themselves, hey, they will arrest this guy today. Because SS, military people, they hung on the cars like 30 cars. And they walked in here. I just came for prayers before I resume, before I go for my swearing. I said, wow. Wow. He said, what do you want? I said, I want you to employ COSA members. That's all I want. That's all I want. Glory be to God. But by the time he was done, he wanted to go. Everybody came out. They thought by now, they came to arrest this. Hey, he's like, this church cannot be shining like this. That man must be doing something. In 2023, in the name of Jesus, you'll be pinching yourself like this. Is it me? You will fly what you never flown before. You will drive what you never dreamed before. In the name of Jesus, God will surprise you. In the name of Jesus. I wish I had time to talk about the three dimensions. He said, don't let the rich man glory in riches. It's either you are wise, you are brilliant, or you are powerful. You know people that are powerful. Sometimes you don't have money, but you know how to generate the money. Or you have money, you don't know people. You say, that man owns half of Abuja. You say, yeah. The way he wears his Egbanto line. Like that. If you don't know Egbanto line, it's good for you. That's what Obasanjo used to wear. Said, don't glory in that. Verse 20, 24. But let him glory in this one, that he understands and knows me. What? So, this is my allowed to have money in the bank. God said, keep that. I am powerful. I know this Major General. I know, God said, I can kill that person tomorrow. But glory in the fact that you understand and knows me. That I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness and judgment and real righteousness. But that's not what I want you to see, that God wants you to glory. He wants your head to be big, that you know God. There's sometimes you talk, I know you don't know God. The person threatening you, God made them. Is it not a human being that can wake up that can sleep this night and not wake up tomorrow morning? Is it not a human being? I pray in the name of Jesus. What this fasting will do, first of all, is that you know God. I say you know God. In the name of Jesus. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied. So it cannot just, it's not that it can increase, it can multiply. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Where? Through what? The knowledge of God and of Jesus. So when you see someone studying in the morning, he's not just praying, he's reading the Bible, he's listening to tape. Oh, they know him at the Word Factory. He buys tapes. Oh, even when he travels, what has Pastor taught? I want to keep it for my children's children. It's not because he wants to just exhibit that he loves Pastor. No. Pastor, I love you. If you look into my car, you'll see all your CDs. No, that's not what we're talking about. It's good. But that's the level. I'm talking about you want to know God. Not that you want to listen to a message. They are still begging you to have a note at your level. The faintest pain is sharper than the sharpest brain. They are still begging you to have a note. You listen, you go away. What did Pastor pray? Oh, God. What did he pray? Oh, Leku. Ever learning, never ever coming to. I pray in the name of Jesus. This fasting will not be a hunger strike. In the name of Jesus. A threefold, amen, if you believe it. It will never be a hunger strike. Grace and peace be multiplied so it can multiply. In 2023, I believe God will multiply me. Yeah. I believe I will profit out of this message I'm listening to. He said, give yourself entirely to it, that your prophecy may appear unto all. If you have a Living Bible, not New Living Translation, Living Bible Translation, I want you to show me 2 Peter 1, verse 2. I want to read something to you. For as you know him better, He will give you through his great power everything you need for living a truly good life. He didn't say, as you know people, as you enter click, come on, talk. I think I will focus on pastors here. He didn't say, as you come to Abuja and you know, pia, 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 pia. Enter. I wish in heaven, when God wants to ask you what you did with life, he will ask your friend to stand by you. Or ask your village people to stand by you. It will be you alone that will give account what you did in the flesh. They asked Saul, why did you? Where the bleating of the sheep I'm hearing and all this that I'm hearing? Did God not say destroy? He said, the people. Why are you behaving like this? The people, they spoke to me. The people, they didn't let me pray. The people. You are not who you are in church. You are who you are when nobody is there. That's who you are. I pray in the name. In 2023, God will look at you and brag about you like Job. He will say, do you know my son 2 years ago? See him now. Onesimus was not useful to Paul. But he said, now is useful to me. You'll be useful in 2023. For as you know him better, he will give you through his great power everything you need. Oh, let me read verse 2. You will love verse 2. Hallelujah. You will love verse 2. Quickly. Do you want more and more of God's kindness and peace? Do you want more and more of God's kindness and peace? Then learn to know him better and better. He didn't say change your job. Pastor Bearden, please, you've been teaching well in these 12 days of glory. This one, you're stretching. You don't know what is going on. I know exactly. If I don't know, God knows. He said, do you want to, more and more of his kindness? Now, anybody can start from anywhere. It's possible you didn't know anything. One time like that, there was a strike in our school. The strike prevented me from writing the foundational class exams. And I asked Uche, some of you have met Uche, she came here. She was in charge of believers, new believers. I just gave my life to Christ. And I didn't know one scripture. I said, Uche, please, please, when I'm writing the exam, I don't know any scripture. As I crossed the Onitsha Bridge, I made up my mind that when I'm coming back, I'm going to be a different person. Oh, you know what happened to me? My pastor was traveling. He just said to me, Abbe, you are taking the Sunday service. I never wrote the exams. I preached. You don't believe me? Leaders re-gave their lives. I'm not lying to you. I just preached my pastor's message. Prepare to meet your God. Thus shall I do to Israel. And because I've made up my mind to do this to Israel, prepare to meet your God. My God. I had developed myself. You know what I started to do? 6 a.m. I began to pray. 9 o'clock I will pray. 12 o'clock I will pray. 3 p.m. I will pray. 6 p.m. I will pray. And that will be the end. The next day, 6, 9. After like a week, I had grown. If you bow before God, life circumstances will bow before you. I pray in the name of Jesus. What you used to bow before will bow before you in 2024. In the name of Jesus. See, I am more than that. Has nothing to do with this. I'm exposed. That's why God is starting some strange churches. Call it strange people. So that you won't think maybe what they are saying is... When I was young, people used to come to our home. How are you? Is your daddy at home? The way they used to, weird people, weird looking people. They were annoyed about weird looking people. No. Young people like you. Being there, done that, received t-shirt. What you started doing, they've done it. So you should listen to them. Those who know their God, do you want more and more? Give it to me. Verse 2. Do you want more and more of peace? God's kindness and peace. Learn to know him better. Oh, I wish I could read. Let me read to you the Amplified of verse 2 and verse 3. Verse 2. May grace, God's favor, and peace. Now they're defining peace, which is perfect well-being. All necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears, and agitating passion, and moral conflict, be multiplied to you. In full, personal, precise, correct knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. A lot of people, what do you believe? You are confused. You've heard many preachers. You don't even know what to believe. Let's just fast. When we finish in Koza, they will start in another church. We will join them. You don't even know what. Oh, I love your song, Eddie. Huh? I was born for this. If you don't live for something, you'll fall for anything. I don't answer every question because I'm not called to everybody. I pray in the name of Jesus. As you know him better and better, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will discover yourself. Yeah. Jesus told Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, that is in heaven. It was his elder brother that said, we found Christ. The elder brother, we found Christ. Jesus said, flesh. Even when Jesus asked the question, the older brother had forgotten, he told Peter. Pray. Whatever it is you are convinced about, that's why I tell people, the way you are feeling is not the way everybody is feeling. Anything God has convinced you about, I pray in the name of, the enemy will not take it from you. In the name of Jesus. Paul, what do you want to achieve? Are you ready for this? Are you sure you want to know? That I may know him. That I may know him. Paul, even the aprons taken from your body, heal it that I may know him. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He wrote a personal letter to Timothy. Pastor Richard, imagine I wrote a letter to you. Till today, we've not finished devouring the letter that he wrote personally to somebody. It wasn't to everybody, just his son, thou son Timothy. I want to ask a question. Lord, what did you do to Paul? No. Was it because he was born by a Roman woman and a man from the Pharisees? Was it because he went to the school of Gamaliel? What did you do to him? Was it because he had zeal with that knowledge? What did you do to him? One thing. That he knew me. Paul never prayed that you should have, because all things are yours. He prayed that you should know. How will it be that these 12 days are over and you don't know? You are still the same person. You just enjoyed the music. You just kabashed, entered under the chair, did your head like this. At the risk of you thinking I'm bragging, cancer has been healed in this church. I can walk down this aisle and give everybody a prophecy. What would that turn to you if you don't know him? It takes discipline to be anointed, to know. Yeah, I won't study this afternoon. I will just pray and play with my children. Rabba Kasata. Let's lift up our hands. Amen. Let's lift up our hands. And I will wear white suits. Lift up your hands. Things will be happening. But this thing I'm delivering to you in 1 hour cost my last son maybe 4 hours. Say, Daddy, when should I come back? I will set my wristwatch. This 12 days of glory cost him a lot. He's always in my study. But now he can stay. I'm always studying. But you will come without notes. They are preaching. Daddy say, let me finish. Let me. That's where you are. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will know him.
Amen.
You will carry out great exploits.
Amen.
The enemy, demons will gossip about you. They'll say, Tammuz, where did you get this wound? That lady. I thought she was a regular lady. I went to try her. During 12 days of glory. I should have had. Beelzebub said, you went there. You will know him in the name of Jesus. You will carry out great exploits in the name of Jesus. You will reign with Christ in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, 3-4 amen, somebody. There is power where the word of the king is. That guy knows what he's saying. He's not suggesting. He's mandatu. Mandates are issued out by kings. What you say, they are echo, because you heard it from somebody. An echo don't carry weight. Words are containers. You don't even know where they are in the Bible. God has never spoken to you before. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and their life. One version says they're from my spirit to your spirit. Pray in the name of Jesus. You will not only hear a message, you will hear God.
Amen.
I say you will hear God.
Amen.
Paul says that I may know him. What? You mean you don't know God and you wrote half of the New Testament? One day, he wanted to know God. He was caught up to the third heavens. God said, if we allow this guy, he heard words that were not allowed, permitted for human beings to hear. That's why I know there are things we will know when we get to heaven. He said, I know a man in the flesh. I do not, I cannot tell. He can't talk much. God dashed him a thorn in the flesh to humble him. Because the abundance of revelation that you have. You know me too much. He knocked, walked with God, and he was not. God took him away. The first building to be built, Ark of Noah. God gave him the wood, the dimension. What discussion ensued between them that God was giving him details. This I will destroy human being, no. But I will save your family. I will save you. And this I will do. This I will sustain people. I'm tired of human beings. And God trusted a man to be giving him information. You are there. All you are looking at is Jehovah Sharp Sharp. May God hear me. Na, 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 na. You won't need God to hear you. You are an answer yourself. Well, if you know God. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I say your fasting will not be an hunger strike. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's no point running if you're on the wrong direction. You're just running. Going nowhere. You're just running. Why are you running? I don't know. There's a prank they used to play in Lagos. Someone will just start running. Everybody will start running. And then the person stops and just maybe stops somewhere. And they're thinking, ah, bro, I thought you were running from this. Did I tell you I was running from something? A lot of people just run because they saw that you are running. God didn't send them nowhere. God didn't send them anything. In Philippians 3 verse 8, Philippians 3 verse 8, we got to read this. Yet, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge. I love the KJV say, I count it dung. Now, you need to go and do your research what Paul was counting dung. That he was a lawyer. Do you know what it means to be a lawyer? It wasn't just a didaskalo. It was a nomo didaskalo. It was a teacher of law. Went to the best law school. Was educated. He was a tent maker. Had a job in his hand. He said, I have no need. How many pastors can say that? His church was such that they made sure he had no need. He said, yet I count all things lost for there. I had to abandon all those things. God said to Pastor Adeboye one day, he said, I want to use you. Can you tear your PhD certificate? Because it will distract you. Can you tear it? He said, pardon. Tear BSc, Master, PhD. Because I can't use you if you don't count it down. I'm not saying tear your honor. Because some people, they just choose what they hear. They get to them and they just tear. The Pastor Bion told me to tear. He said, I count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. I count them as rubbish. Why are you cocky? Because you're schooled in London. That's why you can't have the knowledge. That's why you are a theoretical victor. You just talk about things. You don't even believe the Bible anyway. So, why is it that the power of God is not operational in your life? The things they do on earth has taken over, has taken the place of Christ in your life. I pray for you. Your eyes shall be opened. You don't understand the prayer I pray for you. I say, your eyes. This is a personal thing. This is not church thing. I say, your eyes shall be opened. Anywhere the enemy is robbing you, God will show it to you. Anywhere the enemy is winning your life, God will show it to you. If you believe it, shout him in like fire. So, Apostle Paul, what do you do? Is the one thing I do. Philippians 13. One thing I do. Forgetting the past. Don't think I've attained. Apprehend means arrest. I've not arrested anything. One thing I do. It is a forgot. Forgetting. Those things, including my school, everything. I forget those things. I'm reaching forward ahead. There's more. I told you, you can't even convince me there's not much about you more than this. I pray that these 12 days of glory will not come and pass. Amen. And you'll just be celebrating. I finished. And you go back to reset. In the name of Jesus, a new you will emerge. A new you will emerge. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. God, what did you do to Paul? He just sought to know me. That's all he did. And I began to add. God told Bishop Oyedepo many years ago, seek you first the kingdom of God. And what people are chasing after, we chase after you. Most Witness Chapel pastors I have a relationship with, in their office, they have Matthew 6:33 in their office as a portrait. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what you seek last. A man had a cow that gave birth to 2 calves. When they told him, your cow gave birth to 2, he said, hey, I'll give one to God. He said, which one? He said, it's between me and God. They just told him, one calf, one of your calves, was hit down the road by, the Lord's calf is dead. Why is it that his lost calf that is dead? They've not even told you which one is God. Once you have carryover, is God, you just stop going to church. You still buy credit. You still eat. You still talk to people. You still do movies on Fridays. Or when do you do movies? Why is everybody quiet? Thursday. You still buy popcorn? You still... say, man, this Buhari period. You do everything you need to do. But God. Once you start having problem, you read your offering. It's God's calf that dies. I pray for you. In 2023... in the name of Jesus, God will put you first. Amen. I say, God will put you first. Amen. I pray for everyone that has been down in this place, that in the name of Jesus, God will lift you up. Amen. Pray for businesses that the enemy has taken advantage of. Marriages, lives. You were going up like this. Suddenly, you plateaued. Because what heaven has released, it doesn't take it back. But instead of you to be going up, you plateaued. And you saw people that were behind overtake you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will know what to do. Amen. God will speak to you. Amen. God will appear in your dreams. Amen. Isaiah 33 verse 6. Very popular scripture in Koza. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. There are 2 words I want to share with you. So that you understand the scripture. The word stability is the Greek word gyrostat. What makes a ship to float in water? And you, small person, you enter water, you sink. It's called gyrostat. That thing makes the ship stabilized. He said wisdom and knowledge shall be your stability. That thing will make you stand. That thing will make you float. What sinks people in your family? Your case will be different. Times means dispensation. In other words, from Genesis to Revelation, it doesn't change. Old Testament, New Testament, grace, knowledge and wisdom shall be the stability of every time. All the dispensation and the strength. If salvation can be strengthened, it can be weakened. One thing Mary has chosen, and I cannot take it from her. What will I tell God? It was only Mary we saw at the foot of the cross. Pray that knowledge and wisdom shall be the stability of your times. Amen. And the strength of your salvation. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. After this meeting, some people say, we finished the fast. Let's go into reality. No other reality apart from the word. I wish I wasn't a pastor. I wish my pastor would just allow me to take offering in the church. And I remain Brother Biodun so that when I talk, you will not think a pastor is talking to you. What do you call reality? The word. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. I love the version that says, forever, O Lord, your word is valid for all circumstances. Your situation is not big enough to make us what fail. Pray in the name of Jesus. you will come back with a testimony.
Amen.
I say I will soon see your face on the screen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why does the devil pursue you hard? Why does he want you to dance and praise worship with Thanksgiving? You never meet a Thanksgiver in the place where you left him. But if you dance and you don't have the word, he said, let them sing with two-edged sword in their mouth. You must have the word. You must know why you are doing what you're doing. I told you the other day, I don't bear precious seed weeping. No. I bear precious seed laughing. No matter what, one day I brought my children. They came from school. They were schooling in England at the time. They said, Daddy, where's our car? I said, the owner took the car. My son said, what? So you don't own the car? I said, no. The owner said I should give it. I went to preach in the church and God told me, every car they used to pick you, the person is a senior person. He said it was borrowed. The pastor doesn't have a car. When you get to Abuja, take your car and go yourself. Don't tell anybody. Watch out for when the carrier takes the car and bought. Give him the key and turn back. I said, yes, sir. I didn't even tell my pastor in Lagos. I went there with my car and I had a cab that would take me back to the airport. Glory be to God. That was the car my son was asking after. I said, the owner. I can't. Maybe you believe me. My compound cannot take cars right now. And I believe it's the biggest compound in Guzape. It can't take cars. Anything you give, what you lack in your life are things you don't give him. Anything you give, you will not have room to contain it. Oh, Pastor Bearden, because you're a pastor. No. No. Not because I'm a pastor. Because what you give to me cannot sustain me. What I give is what will sustain me. I pray in the name of Jesus. This year, your eyes will be open.
Amen.
Why does the devil want you to pursue something else? I laugh when I see people pursuing clothes. Pursuing cars. I'm like, these are things that you run after you. Oh, Pastor, we are doing because you're a pastor. No, I've been poor before. I've been in this church before. And members drove their cars. And I said bye-bye to them. I was happy for them. In this church. Not in Abuja, anyway. But in the same church. That members will see me in shorts. I will set up sound. And I will go back home to change. This same church. This same church. In 2008, I was already in Abuja. Pastor Wally called me. Pastor Wally, where are you? On the bike. He said, boss, get off the bike. I said, for what? I won't make the service to Abuja if I'm not on the bike. I have ridden bike from Alaba to mainland before. Twice or thrice. What are you talking about? Why is it that the enemy wants you to be pursuing things? And what you've been pursuing all these days, you call it also. Don't you call it also? May God bless my also. Where is that in the Bible? Everyone helps those who help themselves. Where is that in the Bible? Show it to me. It's just a demonically inspired statement to mess you up. I said this year, 2023, your eyes will be open. You know, there's a way I can talk a passion, you will hate what I'm saying. There's poison in your food. How should somebody tell you there's poison there? Say, no, the person spoke with pride. How should they tell you not to eat food with poison? How? No, if you talk gently, I may not eat it. Okay, eat it. Eat it. I'm passionate about what I'm talking about. In Isaiah 5, I will just read two verses to you because of time. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity. What? It wasn't the devil that did it. He set them up to self-destruct themselves. To enter into captivity is very easy. Just say some things out of your mouth. By your words, you are snared. By your words. You think I'm just playing with words? I just want to attack people. I just want to be popular. No, no, no. 1,000 times no. What you say can snare you. Can snare you. The key you used to lock your house, is it not the same key you used to open? By your words, you are snared. It said, by your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. The same key. Your tongue is a world of iniquity. It's a world. You create any world you want. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you get out of this place, you will not get out of God's presence. Cain said, and I will go away from your presence. God said, and I will put a mark on you that nobody destroys you. He said, I will be if I can. That's how bad the devil is. He will make you self-destruct yourself. Say, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. It's not because they come from a village that the jazz they do there, the ozonozo in that village is heavy. No. No. I don't care what they give you to eat. Please allow me to just tell you a little bit about my own town. If you lie down and someone puts their hand on you, on your head, in my hometown, you are gone. 3 days, you just die. 3 days. So they do orientation for us before going to our hometown. Hey, lie down for people from afar. Don't let them put their hand. So I grew up dodging hands. I'm telling you. So when I was a pastor, and MTN wanted to use someone's land, John Okigbo in Ilorin, and he told me, Pastor, what a testimony. I want to go to my hometown to pick the document. I said, ah, you eat document in your hometown? I said, ah, Igbo people, you are good. Yoruba that would do that, maybe their hometown is big. You will even let people know. You park your car in the two towns to your town and enter Okada and change your shirt upside down. It's not that bad, but you know, it can be that bad. Even though I have Christ Jesus. One day I said I was going to do crusade in my hometown. My mom was begging, all your crusade, let it be in the Lord. No, one pastor. He said, all the witches and wizards in this church. One witch said, your mother was a witch. It's the witchcraft money they used to send you to. If I'm a real witch, you not come down from that place. And he didn't come down. So, I'm telling you, I know something about what I'm saying. One girl told me in church, I was buried in this Abuja. My grandmother took me somewhere and buried me up to this place to give me powers. What I'm saying, why I enter that dimension? It doesn't matter what you ate. It doesn't matter what you drank. I'm telling you, under God, it doesn't matter what they did to you. The moment you're born again and you begin to engage knowledge, suddenly, you that are supposed to be a candidate every Wednesday go for deliverance. No. You start doing deliverance. You start ekbaloing the enemy. Start chasing them out of territories. Can somebody shout hallelujah? But the problem is people don't go for knowledge. I'm not talking about head knowledge. With heart you believe, not with stomach. Not with head. With heart, man believes. You know, the times when I preach or Mommy D preaches and it looks like as if we were lying to you. That's the time somebody is entering into the inheritance. Because you are using head to calculate. With heart, man believes unto salvation. With heart, not with head. It doesn't make sense, but it can make God. Hallelujah. Maybe you are sick and the doctor say, the sickness, you have it again. It must reoccur again. Stand up from where you are saying, it will not reoccur. Because by your mouth, the words of you are snared. It will not. I'm a different child. Oh, the regular thing is, if you are a child of God, why did it happen to you? I don't know why it happened. All I know is that it will not reoccur. And it will not reoccur. How Saturday will be, you know from Friday naturally. But in God's economy, you don't know. I pray for you. I said 2023 will be different for you. Will be different for you. Let me pray what I pray for you. God will open your eyes. As a family, you will see something you've not seen before. As an individual, as a pastor, you will see something you've not seen before. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. People are gone into captivity not because the devil is powerful, not because of what they were, no, because they have no knowledge. They are honorable men, are famished.